Lalu aku melihat satu malaikat kuat lainnya turun dari surga, yang berpakaian awan dan pelangi ada di atas kepalanya, dan wajahnya seperti matahari dan kakinya bagaikan tiang api.
Chapter 10. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire.
Malaikat itu memegang sebuah kitab kecil yang terbuka,
dan ia menginjakan kaki kanannya di laut dan kaki kirinya di darat.
And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth.
Lalu berteriak dengan suara keras seperti singa yang melaung, dan setelah ia berteriak, 7 gemuruh untuk memperdengarkan suara mereka.
And cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth, and when he had cried, 7 thunders uttered their voices.
Ketika 7 guntur itu telah bersuara, aku hendak menuliskannya. Tetapi aku mendengar suara dari surga berkata, segala apa yang telah dikatakan oleh 7 guntur itu, jangan menuliskannya.
When the 7 thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the 7 thunders uttered, and write them not.
Kemudian, malaikat yang kulihat berdiri di laut, dan di darat itu mengangkat tangan kanannya ke langit.
And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven.
Dan bersumpah demi dia yang hidup selama-lamanya, yang menciptakan langit dan segala isinya, dan bumi dan segala isinya, dan laut dan segala isinya, bahwa tidak akan ada penundaan lagi.
And swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer.
Tetapi pada masa bunyi malaikat ketujuh, ketika ia hendak meniup trompetnya, maka tergenapilah rahasia Allah, seperti yang ia sampaikan kepada para hambanya, para nabi.
But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets.
Kemudian suara yang tadi aku dengar dari surga berkata lagi kepadaku, katanya, pergi dan ambillah gulungan kitab terbuka dari tangan malaikat yang berdiri di atas laut dan darat itu.
And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again, and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth.
Maka aku pergi kepada malaikat itu, dan memintanya memberikan gulungan kitab kecil itu kepadaku.
Dan malaikat itu berkata kepadaku, ambillah kitab ini, dan makanlah, itu akan membuat perutmu pahit. Tetapi di mulutmu, itu akan terasa manis seperti madu.
And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey.
Lalu aku mengambil kitab kecil di tangan malaikat itu dan memakannya, dan di mulutku itu terasa manis seperti madu, dan ketika aku telah memakannya, perutku menjadi pahit.
And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey, and as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter.
Lalu ia berkata kepadaku, kamu harus bernubuat lagi di hadapan banyak bangsa dan kaum dan bahasa dan raja-raja.
And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings.